You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're ready to play Rattle Off, brought to you by Goodwill. Check them out at goodwilldenver.org. That's Goodwill Denver, one word. Well, two words smashed together. Goodwilldenver.org. We are ready to play this game. We got full lines. Who was the first one to get through? I think it was Renee. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning. So, I got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, pumpkin carving.
Oh, it's a little early, isn't it?
Is it? No.
Yeah, we usually do it the day before Halloween, so they look all fresh and good still for Halloween. And you can put them outside.
There's tricks to preserve them a little bit longer if you go on Pinterest.
Are you doing the Vaseline trick where you rub them down with Vaseline?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That sounds kinky.
I lubed them up.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Really kinky. God.
I'll take a picture next week and send it to you.
Oh, please do. Yeah. Let's see
so
how good
here's
they
look. Here's the important question, though. Are you scary pumpkin or happy pumpkin?
So my kids did theirs. I haven't done mine yet. They did like happy pumpkin.
Well, that's good. They should be
no,
happy
it isn't.
Pumpkins. Why?
No, they should be.
Why do they gotta be
fierce, scary pumpkins?
No.
That's my idea.
No.
That's another tradition that's been usurped.
What face should they have since they're lubed up pumpkins?
The oh my.
Trick or treat.
Oh, goodness. That's funny.
Okay.
All right, Renee, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully.
So, well, I think, I think all of them that we have today are fairly easy, I think. So, everybody who's on hold, if Renee doesn't get this, you're going to get an easy Rattle Off as well. And this is based on, I kind of am embarrassed, during the break, I was telling Jeremy, I was rhapsodizing about my favorite truck stop.
Yeah, he was. He's got his favorite.
There's a certain brand name, what's the word I'm looking for? It's franchises.
Yeah.
That have truck stops. And I did a long 6.5 hour road trip this way. Well, 6.5 there, 6.5 back. And along the highway, there's this one franchise that I really like because I just like them.
They were clean, you said. It was very
clean. They're very clean. And that's when you stop and you got to pee, you like a place that's nice and clean and taken care of.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have.
Do you have a favorite truck stop, Renee?
Not necessarily, but I do work with carriers, so I hear about truck stops.
Aha. There you go, yeah. Well,
see? You know what I'm talking about. So in 10 seconds, what you have to name, Renee, are 5 things you traditionally get at a truck stop. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
T-shirt, food, gas, souvenirs, snacks, soda.
Yeah. Think because you have food and snacks are kind of the same,
then
but not
said,
necessarily.
Well,
she said,
food at the restaurant,
right? You can get like
be stopping in to grab.
Right?
Snack. Yeah, it's different.
Exactly.
Like a hot dog or chips. That's kind of two different.
Right.
Things.
A lot of them will have like a Subway or something like that.
Right.
You get that, and then snacks are different, and then beverages are different as well. So I believe you are a
winner. We're going to hand you a $25 gift card to Target, okay?
My favorite!
Yay for you!
Shopping is in Renee's future.
More
at
Vaseline! So much Vaseline!
Yeah, in case you ran a little short.
Yeah, in case you run out.
After addressing your pumpkin situation. Hey, listen, when it's time for you to do yours, now that the kids have done theirs, would you please, for goodness sakes, do a scary pump? Thank you.
All right. Send us a picture.
Yeah, just think of Dom when you're doing the scary one.
Maybe I'll do a picture of Dom.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, and send it to us. Send it to us, too, so we can post it on Facebook.
Okay, cool. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
It's a Dom-a-lantern. Listen, hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your Target gift card, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You bet. Thank you for listening.
All right, good one.